50s, man.
What would the guy call his best girlfriend?
His best girlfriend.
And she'd call him?
Best boyfriend, boyfriend or something like that.
And say, someone, generally a young person, lets his hair grow long and kind of drops out of society.
A hippie?
Is that insulting?
Yes.
Any other names for hippies?
No.
And a person who delivers the mail is called a...
postman. Mailman.
And if you died, you'd be taken... your body would be taken to the...
funeral home.
What do you call the person in charge of that?
Mortician, I guess. Funeral director.
Okay, that's the same thing?
No. I thought you meant who fixed the bodies up. That's what a mortician does.
What does funeral director do?
Well, he's the head of the funeral home. Mm-hmm. Business and all that stuff, I guess.
What do you call the vehicle that transports the dead person to the...
hearse.
Okay. And some places they don't actually bury in the ground where they have...
those buildings up on top of the ground. I can't think of what they call.
Do you ever hear a crypt or vault or something like that?
Oh, there's special names for those buildings, but they put a vault around the casket when they put it down, don't they? So they can't get into them or something like that, can they?
That's for burying in the ground?
Yeah.
They have a vault?
I think so. Above the ground, they call them something else. If they're... There's big buildings that they put them in. I forgot what to call them.
What would you call them? Someone who's... usually a city employee. Who's been appointed to a job, but there's actually nothing for him to do on the job. He gets a salary, he shows up every day, but there's actually no job for him to fill. He was just, is a job created so he could get on the payroll. What would you call a person like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I never heard nobody doing that. They always did something. Oh, you mean like on welfare or something?
No, like say if I'm in politics and I manage to hire you to give you some position, you know, like administrative assistant, but there's actually nothing for you to do. But you have a title and you have a salary, but you're really just
don't do nothing.
Yeah. Did you ever hear a name for it?
No.
And if someone knows a politician real well, say they've donated a lot of money to him and so forth, and the politician then feels obligated to that person, to where like the person can make demands on the politician, you say that person has a lot of...
I don't know.
Did you ever say that he's got a lot of pull or clout or anything like that?
No.
Did you ever hear any special name for that kind of political influence?
No.
And a student who tries to do things for the teacher to get the teacher to like him so that the student will get good grades.
Teacher's pet?
Huh?
Teacher's pet.
Anything else?
No.
Do you ever use a term like brown nosing?